It's Sunday. Sunday the 31st of January. There we go. My month just a bit gone already. I'm looking down at my herb garden. So I'm facing my back's to the south instead of my front. Because there are shoots shooting, strangely. Bulbs forcing their way up through the earth all over the herb garden, because although it's a herb garden, I have lots of bulbs of different kinds in there. And they're already, some of them up 3-4 inches. Well, facing south again, we're not my way, and the shoots where the hardened geranium will re-emerge in spring, and those shoots are already 4 or 5 inches tall. So, in fact, the more I look around the borders in the garden, I can see shoots everywhere. They think it's spring. Not spring yet, not yet. Oh God, there is a bunch of shoots away in the shelter corner, the far shelter corner. I can spot them from here because they're about 7 or 8 inches high. That's just incredible. I know what they are. They're dafts. Big dafts. The tall dafts. But anyway, so it's 11:20 on the 31st January. Another virtual, not virtual. I can't say virtually. But another 12 hours in bed. Slept well, 60% deep sleep. all these facts and figures. But if you get out of bed in the morning and you feel you've had a great night, and you go, yeah, that was a great night, and you look at your sleep app and it tells you you've had a not so good a night, what do you believe? What are you going to believe? Or conversely, you know, you get up and you say, oh God, what a night. And your sleep app says, hey, 60% sleep. Deep sleep, man. You had a good sleep last night. Feck off. Oh, Sunday. Shouldn't have said that. Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. So, but honestly, I do feel these 12 hours sleep. I keep saying that word, virtual. Well, because I didn't actually sleep for 12 hours. It was 12 hours in bed. That's what I really mean. But these long lies in bed, in other words, are even my wife said this morning, these are great. And back to reality tomorrow, 1st of February, we'll be back up at 7 in the morning again. Anyway, I'm feeling the benefit of them, although I have to say that lying longer in bed just means that your body's stiffer. It takes a lot longer to get it moving properly again. Ah, well. So it's an overcast and damp, dreary morning. It's just light drizzly rain, but the garden's sodden, everything's sodden. It's just, you know, give us some dry weather for a wee bit. Go on, give us 3 or 4 days of pure dry weather, lovely dry sunshine, albeit low sunshine. Just give us some dry weather, please. Oh my God, the projects I started, the garden tidying and the shed building, all put back on hold after one decent dry day about 7 or 8 days ago, maybe even longer now actually. But hey, I'm trying to keep motivated, trying to keep positive. So. What a mess the garden's in. I'm looking down, straight down at mush, pure mush, brown, slippery, slimy mush of dead leaves. That's another reason for getting 2 or 3 dry days, is to get that, because if you rake it up now, it just, oh my God, it's just horrible, and it's just sodden, and You know, raking and sweeping leaves is subtly therapeutical. Is that therapeutical? Well, I'm going to use it anyway. But doing raking sodden and rotten leaves when it's raining at the same time is just not a pleasure at all. It's horrible. Ah, dear Lord. The blue tits are at the far away seed feeder. Always there. They're always there, the tits, the blue tits, the great tits and the cold tits. Always at the feeders. Mind you, they're very selective because, in fact, all birds are selective with seed. So what you'll get is you'll get the blue tits will come down and they'll just keep chucking the seeds out of the feeder. The ones they don't want, chuck them out on the ground until they get a seed that they want. And the blue tits will do similar and the cold tits will do similar. Ultimately, their greatest prize are the sunflower seeds. And what the wee buggers will do is they'll keep howking out the seeds they don't want till they get to a sunflower seed, and then they'll take it up into a tree and peck away till they get to the kernel, and then they'll come back down and do the same. And I used to have trays below the feeders to catch that, because I knew what they were up to, the slimy buggers, you know. The more sunflower seeds you put in, the more other seeds that they chuck out, because the ultimate goal is sunflower seeds. But I stopped that a number of years ago because we get the collar doves and the big, beautiful big wood pigeons in the garden. They can't land on trees and things like that, so it goes in the ground. They come down and they're like big typewriters, just pick, 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 pick off the ground, picking all the seed up, filling their crops. So it's a win-win situation. I done a trial once. I put one feeder out with mixed seed, two feeders out with mixed seed, and one feeder out with purely black sunflowers in it. And you know what? Yeah, the tits completely ignored the other two feeders and concentrated on the one that was black from top to bottom till it was empty. Then it went to the other ones. So, proven point. But, as I said, it's a win-win, because the big birds get to come down and do what they would normally do anyway in a field, pick seeds up from the ground. Soon be the full dawn chorus. I can't wait, it's just not coming quick enough, well, apart from the weather. It's not coming quick enough. Still, January's just about gone, so. So much to do, so much to do. And this weather just kills all the plans that you've got.